This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill moving through the Colorado legislature would allow businesses to create a hiring preference for veterans. CPR's Bente Berkland reports.
All things being equal, it's a measure that would let employers choose to hire a recent veteran over another qualified candidate. Democratic Representative David Ortiz is a main sponsor and a veteran. He says when service members transition to civilian life, it's a challenge to lose the military's strong support system.
These aren't your peers, they're your family, because you go through so much together. You train together, you joke together, you make dark jokes together, you go through combat together, and you bury friends together.
The veteran's hiring preference would apply to people who have left the military within 5 years. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Teachers in the Mesa County School District are hoping a pay raise that officials are hoping will help retain and recruit staff. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Teachers will get a 3.2% pay increase plus $1,000. Mesa Valley teachers say before the increase, District 51 ranked last in salary among districts of a similar size for a beginning teacher with a bachelor's degree. The money to fund the raise comes from a voter-approved property tax increase and more money from the state legislature. The contract has 4 more teaching days than in previous years. The district and teachers union approved the agreement last week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up, Texas Democrats walked out of the State House of Representatives to block the passage of new restrictions on voting. We'll hear from one Texas lawmaker. That's coming up next. Also, mice are plaguing Australia, from rural farms in New South Wales to cities like Sydney. Efforts to end the crisis in 10 minutes, on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, the pandemic is changing what Memorial Day tributes look like this year at Fort Logan National Cemetery. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports, for the second year, tributes to fallen U.S. service members are different because of COVID-19. You can read Claire's story at CPR.org. And don't forget, we will carry NPR's 50th anniversary special tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. That's here on CPR News.